Our text today speaks into a world that's crowded with voices. Some promise safety, but deep in fear. Some flatter us, some shame us. Some even use religious language while pulling people farther from the heart of God. And into that confusion, Jesus gives an image with sharp edges. He speaks of a sheep, a shepherd, a gate, strangers and thieves. He is showing us the difference between false leadership and the saving care of God. Now, this passage grows actually out of the last chapter where Jesus healed the man born blind, and the religious leaders respond by pushing that man away. And that matters because this text is Jesus' answer to wounded, controlling religion. He contrasts those who use people with the one who knows them by name. He also says that he is the gate, not only the one who leads the sheep, but the one through whom they find salvation, safety, freedom, and pasture. In a tired and noisy world, this text reminds us that Jesus still calls people by name, and he still leads them out of fear and offers a life that is not cramped or defeated. So listen as I read, or read along with me in John 10, verses 1 through 10. Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Y'all know there are a lot of voices that try to lay claim to us. Some are loud. Some are quiet enough to settle into our thinking before we notice they're there. Some come from the world around us. Some come from old wounds. Some come from fear. Some come from disappointment. Some come dressed up in religious language. And those can be the hardest voices to sort out, because not every voice that talks about God sounds like Jesus. Most of us know what it is to live with noise. We wake up to notifications, to headlines, to worries, to unfinished thoughts. We replay conversations in our minds. We brace ourselves for bad news. After a while, that noise starts to feel normal. It becomes the soundtrack of our daily lives. But then Jesus talks about sheep. Now, at first, that can sound almost too gentle for this kind of world that we live in. We may hear this passage and picture a soft pastoral scene, but that isn't what Jesus is doing. He is speaking into conflict. He is speaking after healing the man born blind. He is speaking after leaders who should have rejoiced in the work of God and instead interrogated, rejected, and pushed someone out. So when Jesus speaks about thieves and robbers and shepherds and strangers, he isn't changing the subject. He is telling the truth about what just happened. He's saying there are voices that do not love the flock. There are leaders who use their authority to wound instead of heal. There are voices that do not protect, do not guide, do not lead toward life. There are ways of speaking about God that leave people smaller, more frightened, and more ashamed than before. And in the middle of all of that, Jesus offers himself. That matters because a lot of people know the difference between being loved and being used. Some people come into church carrying bruises, not only from the world, but from religion. They've been shamed, pushed, measured, are treated like projects instead of people. And Jesus says, in effect, that is not my voice. He says the sheep know the shepherd's voice. Not just obey it, they know it. And that word matters. Jesus doesn't picture himself driving the sheep with panic. He calls them. He leads them. He goes ahead of them. The sheep follow because his voice has become familiar as the voice of the one who can be trusted. Not because they're terrified or trapped. They follow because they know him. I think a lot of us need to hear that again, because there are seasons when we knew that voice more clearly than we do now. There are seasons when prayer came easier and hope felt less fragile. And then life happened. Grief happened. Illness happened. Weariness happened. Church hurt happened. And without meaning to, we start listening to other voices more than we listen to Jesus. We start listening to the voice that says it's too late. The voice that says joy belongs to other people. The voice that says this hard season is all there is. The voice that says you've failed too many times, or you've gotten too tired to expect much from God now. Oh, we may not say these things out loud, but sometimes we live like we believe them. And Jesus says the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. That's strong language, and it should be, because whatever steals your hope, whatever kills your courage, whatever destroys your sense that you belong to God, that is not the work of Christ. Whatever leaves you more trapped in fear, more closed off from grace, more convinced that life has narrowed down to mere survival, that is not the Spirit, the shepherd's voice. Notice what Jesus doesn't say. He doesn't say that the thief inconveniences. He says the thief steals, kills, and destroys. In other words, false voices are not harmless. Shame is not harmless. Despair is not harmless. The lie that you are forgotten is not harmless. The lie that you have to save yourself is not harmless. These things take life away from us. And Jesus has come to do the opposite. He says he came that they may have life and have it abundantly, not thinly, not barely, not in a cramped and defeated way, abundantly. Now that word can make people nervous because we've heard it twisted. But that's not what Jesus means. He is talking about real life in God. Life that can exist even in a hard world because it is rooted in Him. It is the life of being known, of being led, the life of belonging to the one who does not abandon his own. It is a life with room to breathe because grace, not fear, has the final word. And Jesus says he is the gate. Now we are more used to hearing about him as a shepherd, but the gate matters. The gate is about access, safety, and belonging. In Jesus, the sheep are not left exposed. He himself is the way into that life. He is the opening. He is the shelter. He is the one through whom salvation comes. And that means our hope is not in being strong enough, spiritual enough, or impressive enough, or rich enough. Our hope is Christ. Our safety is Christ. Our future is Christ. He is the one through whom we enter salvation, and He is the one who leads us out to find pasture. There's security there. And there's freedom there. The sheep are not shut in to shrink. They are led into life. And maybe that's what some of us need to relearn. Not just that Jesus saves, though he does. Not just that Jesus forgives, though he does. But that Jesus does not rescue us only to leave us stuck in a narrow life of dread. He leads us into a life open to grace and joy and purpose and love. So how do we learn his voice again? We learn it the same way we learn any voice we trust, by staying close, by listening long enough to recognize its sound, by returning to Scripture, not as a task to finish, but as a place where Christ still speaks, by praying honestly instead of performing, by worshiping even when our hearts feel low. And we learn his voice by paying attention to what his voice does. The voice of Jesus may convict, but it does not crush. It may correct, but it does not humiliate. It may call us to repent, but it does not drive us into hiding. It tells the truth, but always with the aim of bringing us home. The voice of Jesus leads toward life, grace, holiness, and love. And that is good news for the tired. It's good news for people who have been listening to fear too long. It's good news for churches trying to stay faithful in a world that feels louder and harsher by the day. We are not asked to manufacture life out of our own shrinking strength. We are called to listen for the one who speaks. And he does. He still calls people by name. He still comes near to those who feel pushed out. He still leads wounded people away from voices that use them. He still opens a way where there seem to be none. He still offers life bigger than survival and steadier than circumstances. Maybe the place to begin today is simple. Maybe it is to name the voices that have been shaping us. Maybe it is to admit that some of the voices we are hearing and listening to are not the shepherd's voice at all. Maybe it is to tell the truth that you've been exhausted, guarded, numb, or afraid. Maybe it's to ask Jesus to help you recognize his voice again, because that is where this passage leads us. Not admiring a lovely image, but standing at a point of decision. Whose voice will we trust? Whose voice will define us? Whose voice will lead us? The world has plenty to say. Fear and shame and cynicism have plenty to say. But none of them know your name the way Jesus does. None of them laid down their life for you. And none of them can lead you into the kind of life Jesus gives. So maybe for today, the invitation is not to do more, prove more, carry more, fix more. Maybe the invitation is to listen again, to listen for the voice that does not steal from you, but calls you. The voice that does not crush you, but leads you. The voice that does not leave you cramped and defeated, but brings you into life. And maybe for all of us, that's what discipleship looks like at this time. Learning his voice again. Not perfectly, not all at once, but steadily enough to know when he speaks peace instead of panic, grace instead of shame, courage instead of fear, and life instead of defeat. The shepherd is still speaking. May we learn his voice again, trust it, and follow it where he leads. Bow your heads with me, please. Lord Jesus, thank you for speaking into the noise and calling us by name. Thank you for being our shepherd, our gate, our safety, and our life. As we leave this space, help us keep listening for your voice. Give us courage to follow, wisdom to discern what is not from you, and grace to trust your leading one step at a time. Let the life you give shape the way we think, speak, serve, and love. In Jesus' name, amen.